The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, currently dwelling in the year 2018 on her long-awaited sabbatical, it's Professor Heather Hill Vasquez.
Hello.
Hello. How does it feel?
Quite good. It's a very interesting experience to be almost a full-time scholar.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
What are you up to? What are some of your goals for the sabbatical?
Well, I'm actually working on a second book project.
Excellent.
Yes.
Very, very cool. Can you reveal the, not the title of the book. I was about to say, when's the trailer coming out? What I mean to say is, what's the topic of the tome?
I'm working on images of women weavers and spinners and issues of marriage. And right now I'm working on some Middle English religious Noah plays, which depart in a very interesting and comic way from the Bible in that the wife refuses to get on the ark.
Oh, okay, sure.
So it's quite interesting.
That is very interesting.
There's nothing in the Bible about that, so it's quite apocryphal, but that tradition kind of stretches through a number of dramas, religious dramas, and so I'm looking at the significance of that and Noah's uppity wife. So
this is medieval era, right?
Medieval and into the Reformation and Renaissance.
Very, very cool.
Yep.
Happy after Reformation anniversary. We never really celebrated that.
No, we didn't. Martin Luther.
But we'll get back to it. We'll get back to it.
Some of us probably don't want to celebrate that at this institution.
That's probably true. Probably true. Professor Kendra Evans is here, not on sabbatical, from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry.
Yes, I am here, and I am not on sabbatical.
As long as Heather is on the show on sabbatical, all non-sabbatical profs will be categorized as being non-sabbatical.
That's good. I agree to that classification.
I don't think I'm ever going to do that again, but it was worth a shot.
Please don't.
How was the first week of 2018, Kendra?
It was what it was. You know, I prefer to think of it as 1 week down, 15 to go.
Yes, it's time for the countdown clock to come out, especially in weather like we're having today. Baseball seems about a galaxy away. Continuing around the table.
Yeah. What's left of me?
Professor Dave Chow from the College for Creative Studies made a face when I looked at him.
It's the first week of class, so I'm still kind of like blurry, fuzzy. I'm still like 3 weeks behind. I think I'm still in November.
100%.
Oh, and it's only 114 days away from graduation. Not that I'm counting.
Oh, my gosh.
Not that I'm counting at all. I have no idea. I don't even want to think about Noel Knight yet. But I'm supposed to have a planning committee on that next week already. Don't laugh.
My gosh.
And after what happened this year, we're going to have lots of planning. So,
well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
So we'll make it work.
Yeah, but those random things can always happen.
I know.
They're so unlikely.
We'll be okay.
Yeah.
We'll manage. We did then, and we'll do it again, so.
Listeners, you're hearing the voice in conversation of Professor Dan Maggio from the first organization.
Hey, Matt.
Seems like you had a great break.
I did. I had 12 days off. That's a lot for me. That's a sabbatical for me. I would love to have like 4 months off.
It's not
off. I've never in my life.
I'm working.
You're working. No, I don't want to take away
protest.
From that. But you're on your own time. You're on your own clock. So you can sleep in. You can drink wine at noon. You could.
We're not going down that path.
No.
Some things that happen, though, it's like, you know, al fresco will call me up and say, since you're like, you know,
loafing?
Not really doing anything. He doesn't say that. But can't you go to the grocery store? Can't you do X? Can't you do Y? No, because he said.
He asked kindly at least.
He does. Okay, but you got to be careful about that stuff.
Uh-huh. Mind you, as a person who's self-employed, trust me, I still remember like when I was working 40, 50 hours a week and then I went freelance as like I was working 80, 90 hours a week.
Yeah.
You know, so we're in control of our own clock, but that doesn't mean we sit still at all.
But I interrupted Dan.
No.
To go off on al fresco.
That's okay.
I didn't mean to.
It was a very enjoyable
break. I love him
break.
Dearly.
I told him
that. And he does the laundry.
And
I'm
he does
interrupting
laundry?
Dan again.
No. Not good.
I'm sorry.
I do the laundry at our house. I mean, I'm a good houseboy.
I'm not saying you're not.
You're a good houseboy?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm okay with it.
I felt like I needed to
vent.
No. Make up for what seemed like venting.
Oh, I see. Folks, this is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win an autographed photograph of the Ask the Professor panel and the ATP mug. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize too, the autographed photograph. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP or find us on Facebook. Dear Matt and panelists, below are 20 questions all over the map. I hope the panelists will enjoy and be challenged. Warmest wishes as always. Frank Burrows from Valencia, California. What country has a vicuna, V-I-C-U-N-A, a vicuna on their national coat of arms?
Wait a minute. Is this like some whistle pig thing? I mean,
actually, I thought that maybe it was an animal, but it does not describe what it is. So we just need
isn't like
know.
A vicuna? Isn't like an alpaca, llama?
Australia? Sort
of? If it is, then you're definitely in the right part of the
Australia?
Earth.
Peru?
Peru is correct.
Oh, okay.
Peru. What game uses terminology such as onion skins, mibs, aggie, clam marbles. Broth, marbles? Those are different kinds of marbles. That's okay. Right.
I don't get the onion skin. That's not what gave it away, the Aggie did, but onion skin?
Nibs?
Pretty good.
Yeah, nibs. I've heard that.
What are the warm winds called that blow down from the Rocky Mountains?
The Chinooks.
The Chinooks is what it says here. What? Yeah, look at you. Rocky Mountain High.
I'm thinking of...
Jet stream? What are you thinking?
I seem to be able to get the first half of all my answers today.
I know what you're talking about.
Good, let's go.
Let's move on to the next question.
Well, we just talked about the wildfires. Those winds are looking
Santa
up at the
Ana.
Map.
Santa, thank you.
Not helping. I promise you that. They are not helping. What is the breed of dog that the Simpsons own?
It's a greyhound.
He's a greyhound.
Oh, that's right. He's a rescue. Yes. Isn't? Yeah, Santa's little helper.
Santa's little helper. Who or what is Santos El Halper? That's all I've got to say. Yeah, he's a greyhound. He's a rescue from the track. Who is better known from their name, original name, of Phoebe Ann Mosey?
Phoebe Ann Mosey?
Phoebe Ann Mosey was born that way, but became who? Phoebe Ann Mosey.
Is it in the entertainment field?
Semi-criminal? I don't really know enough, I'm afraid, about the person to be able to say more. No, not criminal. Oh. What am I saying? I'm sorry.
Dear Abby?
No, that's a good guess, though. That's a good guess. This is actually an entertainer, a performer.
Phoebe Ann. Shirley Temple.
Mm-mm. I need to go backwards from Shirley Temple to hit this performer.
Whoa.
Wow.
Like a Greta Garbo.
Before that.
What?
Ginger Rogers.
Hold on. Who's the one with the famous eyes that, who am I thinking
Betty
of?
Betty Davis?
No. The kinds of shows that this person did would not have involved any radio, TV, or movie.
Stage performer. Burlesque?
Not burlesque, but Wild West.
Annie Got Your Guns?
Annie Oakley.
It's Annie Oakley. Yeah. Uh-huh. I got really confused. Kendra's like, is it a criminal? I'm like, sure, it's a criminal. Yeah.
Is that the same person? That's a song,
that was,
correct?
That was the Wild Bill Hickok stage show?
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
Was that the one?
They derivatize it at Disney. It's called the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review. And there's a lot less gun firing.
Yes. Well, it is Disney, by the way.
But only slightly.
Do they shoot chocolate out of their guns instead?
It's a dinner theater. What country has these islands? Menorca, La Palma, Gran Canaria.
Spain,
yeah, 100%. Okay. Yeah. The Grand Canary. Menorca, I know I've heard that name before. Ooh, let's see. Very interesting. What was the significance of 17 of February, 1972, with regard to the Volkswagen Beetle car?
It's the last one?
Stop production, yeah.
No, actually, it's quite the opposite of what you guys are aiming for with that response.
Is it a new...
The new one.
The convertible came out?
Mm-mm. No. It set a record.
On sales?
Gas mileage?
Mm-mm. I'm sorry?
On sales?
Not sales. Not gas mileage.
On
most
rust?
Of them gathered in one place.
Well, that's pretty good, too, but that's not it. I'll give you the number. 15,007,034.
Is that how many they had sold to date? No.
Not sold. It's not a sales record.
How many they had...
How many they used in the Herbie movies?
Herbie stunt doubles.
A lot of them got messed up.
That's a lot of cars.
Yeah, that's a lot of Dean Jones,
is
too.
Maybe is it miles or associated? Is it cars or is it miles?
Nope. I'm trying to think of the best way to help you out, but I'm afraid, 1972, so that's really the only...
Is that during gas mileage, gas savings?
No, it actually is that number of those cars, if you can believe it.
Oh.
It's the day that a Beetle rolled off the production line and overtook the record set by the Model T, being the most number of those cars on the planet.
Wow.
That was a very popular car.
So that
very
could be close. Car. No, never mind.
15 million cars is a lot of cars.
I'm just trying to think 15 million Model T's.
Probably proportional. Kind of in the ballpark.
I don't know. It says production.
No, I'm not going to ask for a review.
All right.
I use that for...
Hold on. I'm going into the box. Give me like a minute.
Yeah, right.
Run a couple commercials.
Throw the red flag.
I'm going to wait till the fourth quarter.
Trebek is looking to his right.
Well, he needs surgery. They're not going to be making any new Jeopardy for a while.
He needs surgery?
Brain surgery. Yeah.
Brain surgery?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's okay.
Something's going on.
He's back.
Okay. Oh, he's back.
Yeah.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, he did it over Christmas break.
Okay. What was wrong with his brain?
He knew all the answers.
He liked to pretend that he knew all the answers.
Well,
that's for sure.
I thought he had. Did he have cancer?
No. It was either a clot or was it a?
Oh, like an aneurysm.
Something like that.
Okay.
Oh.
So
that was a brainstone. I'm kidding. I don't know.
What supportive acting distinction do Tiny Brower and Emil Sitka share? Tiny Brower and Emil Sitka.
Emil Sitka was like the seventh stooge.
Oh, wow. See, you're almost all there.
So he was one of the replacement stooges, like after Larry had a stroke. I remember that.
Oh, my
God. He was the guy that was his famous line was, "Hold hands, you lovebirds." He was that old guy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to give it to you at 92% because these two 92. Were the character actors that accompanied all six versions of the combination.
Okay, so who's that other guy?
Tiny Brower was his name.
I don't know who he is.
I'm guessing I'm not a guy named fan, Tiny so is huge.
I'm a Stooge fan, but I mean, but they've always had these background actors that, like Vernon Dent, Bud Jameson, Lucille Ball was in one of the early ones.
Yep,
I remember all those.
That's true.
I'm kidding.
Yep, she was in the football one, the football classic, Three Little Pigskins. How do I remember that?
I don't know, Dave.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg attended three Ivy League universities for her education. What are they?
Princeton, Columbia, and Harvard.
I got Columbia and Harvard, but not Princeton.
Yale.
Not Yale.
Penn.
Dartmouth.
Not Dartmouth, not Penn.
Not WC3.
Brown.
Bryn Mawr.
Not Brown, not Bryn Mawr.
But you,
how many are there?
Oxford?
Like, they're Ivies. That's a seven Ivies. Sister. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh.
There's one Ivy you haven't mentioned yet that starts with the letter C.
Columbia?
I could get...
Not CCS.
We got Columbia. Oh. We got Harvard. I could give it away to Kendra if I say Brian...
Cornell.
Cornell.
Of course, yes.
Oh.
Cornell.
Cornell's a dump.
Oh,
don't you want to use a different word to describe it?
Not the orange man one.
No, not the orange man.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Cornell really is not a dump. Just that Ithaca didn't used to be the nicest.
Oh, jeez.
Place. Well, wonderful school. I dated somebody from there.
Oh, there's the real reason. Oh. Unrequited education.
Truth comes out. Architecture student.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And all buildings there now are
dumps.
Didn't
deserve to be at Cornell.
Oh.
Well.
So okay, anyway.
What was the nickname for the very famous American basketball player Steve Nash? And by the way,
Dash the Nash.
He wasn't American.
He
played
was a Canadian.
American basketball.
He played in Phoenix. Oh, boy.
You said he was Canadian.
Yeah.
That's half the battle. Do you remember one of his sort of like
he had
grooming peculiarities?
He had long hair. He sweated like a fiend.
Hair.
I mean, that's about all I remember.
Did he have a mullet?
He basically did.
He just had
his
longest string
hair. Hair Canada is what they used to call him.
Oh, Hair Canada.
There you go. So you got 50-50 there. You know.
All right.
I'm going to see if Mark knows that one tonight.
That's a good one.
Hair Canada.
He had it trimmed down in his last couple seasons.
But, but I remember he would just, it looks like he just stepped out of the shower constantly. That's all. You just like drip all over.
What company is America's largest insurer of automobiles?
State Farm.
It's State Farm. Yeah, it's absolutely State Farm. Like a good neighbor, they're there.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's that one commercial. Is it State Farm? Friends of mine have pointed out there's an actor in it. They swear up and down it's my doppelganger.
Oh, wow. Really?
I gotta look.
Yeah, it's the one with the moose. Farmers. Take a look. There's the one with the moose. You know, takes out the swing.
You're right.
And then there's a couple inside
there's
the RV.
Supposedly
the dad looks like me.
Wow.
Oh, I'll have to,
I don't know about that.
Check that out.
It's scary. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. I wasn't there. I didn't get paid.
But can he draw?
I don't know.
I thought your doppelganger was like Cary Grant.
Or... No, my doppelganger is Harlan Sanders.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah.
That's who I'm going to be in about 30 more years. Oh, I will be Harlan Sanders.
Buy this guy a bolo tie over
I'm going to get a white suit, a bolo tie. Do I need a cane?
To be true.
Okay, all right.
Name two of the four humans who appeared in the Orwell novel Animal Farm.
Oh. Heather? We're all looking at Heather.
I'm embarrassed to say I've never read Animal Farm.
I haven't opened that book since high school. So
this
is going to
sound embarrassing.
Is there a farmer and a child?
Oh, you know, it has names here.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Jonathan?
Mr.
Jones.
Okay.
Mr. Frederick.
Mrs. Jones.
Green Jeans.
Mr.
Pilkington and Mr. Whimper were the names of
Whimper?
That one, unfortunately, is getting an X over it.
I haven't seen the movie since I was like a little kid.
There's a
traumatized.
That's a cartoon.
I don't like it. It scared me.
It is pretty scary. Scary stuff.
It's absolutely scary.
Well, it's supposed to be, but...
I might be thinking of Charlotte's Web, actually.
Oh, Paul Lynn as Templeton?
I love that.
Oh, my God.
I love that one.
Was it Debbie Reynolds as Charlotte? Who else is in it? I can't remember.
I just remember Paul Lynn.
Paul Lynn as Templeton.
Of course, I didn't know it was Paul Lynn when I was watching it.
Oh, I knew. Of course, Michael always says I'm like Paul Lynn here, so I mean, I can't live that one down, so.
I love Uncle Arthur.
Oh, the center square.
He's better at Hollywood Squares.
Yeah.
Who was the first Olympic gymnast who scored a perfect 10?
Nadia Comaneci.
That is correct. What fairy tale features a magic harp and a goose that lays golden eggs?
Rapunzel?
It's a little obscure, but a magic harp.
The golden goose shows up almost quite a bit, it seems like, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hansel and Gretel.
No.
That's a good guess.
Thank
Rapunzel.
You.
Who's the other one?
Is it a chick name?
It is not. As a matter of fact, it's a very basic fairy tale, and I find it fascinating that you guys aren't really latching on to it.
I feel like I should know this.
If I say two words, you'll get it in a second.
You always say that.
Magic beans.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Jack and the Beanstalk had those.
No, what's the other one?
Those were the prizes that that Jack stole from the giant, yes.
Or is Mickey and the Beanstalk with Willie and the Giant. I love that one.
Oh, yeah, that's actually pretty cute.
Do you remember the scene where... Was the magic beans and Mickey's, you know, was like got to carve up the beans wafer thin and it's just like transparent.
Yeah, I do remember that.
They're so hungry and then Donald's trying to eat the poor cow. I mean,
that's a scary one.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, was it Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum,
I was so young when I saw those and those were so scary to me. And then the one where the cat dies and goes to heaven. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I think
about?
I know which
Do you
one
know
you're
what I'm talking
about.
About?
Yeah,
like,
was it Disney one?
No,
it's not Disney.
I mean, it's
like
of that
it's
era.
Probably
though.
A Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers. Yeah.
Never mind. I had kind of a. Scary
Speaking time. Of scary, though, that's a good. It's a good transition. What was the name of the coastal California town where Alfred Hitchcock's *The Birds* takes place?
Oh man.
Monterey.
No, that's
Canary Row.
Does it begin,
yes.
does it begin with an H?
It begins with a B.
A B.
It's alliterative, two
yes,
B's.
Yes,
something
yes.
Bay.
Bird Bay.
Bird Bay.
Partial credit. 100%.
Barnaby Bay.
100%. So a small shop, usually in high urban
boutique.
Areas, where you buy your fruits and vegetables from because there is no supermarket.
Bodega?
It's Bodega Bay.
Oh.
No
Bodega
kidding.
Bay.
That doesn't sound familiar.
I was going off of what Heather had said about scariness, because it came on over the summer holidays when we were at my parents' house in Port Huron, and the kids were like, "Ooh, this is supposed to be a really scary movie." We watched the whole thing, and they're like, "Huh?"
Like, what, they didn't even blink?
No way. It's, the birds? I mean, it's very startling. It's not, scary or anything. Which U.S. president signed the 26th Amendment?
What is the 26th Amendment?
Ah, what a good question.
Well, we all know what the 25th one is, because that one's been in the news a lot lately.
Yeah. Just a little.
And that one was signed, when was that signed in? Being able to remove a president.
The 26th lowered the legal voting age to 18 in our fair country.
LBJ?
Mm-mm. So it's later.
Reagan.
For 26. Was Reagan, it was earlier.
Ford? Carter?
Earlier.
Well, who comes after
Johnson?
LBJ?
Kennedy?
Nixon.
He was Nixon.
Nixon.
I was going to say Nixon.
Hey, we're circling this. I'm like, why am I missing it?
Circling it, huh? It's
a lot transition of things happened from the birds. In Nixon's administration.
You know, only Nixon can go to China, you know. I don't know what to say.
He went there for carry out.
Oh, my gosh. Which Bruce Springsteen song had the lyrics, "With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I tripped the merry-go-round"?
What?
Dancing Which in Bruce the dark? Springsteen song had the lyric, "With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I tripped the merry-go-round"?
That doesn't
mean I can
Born to Run.
The last phrase sounds familiar.
Okay. I'm no Bruce Springsteen super fan or anything, but
I think I've named the two most common songs.
I see. From the 80s. Well, it says here "Blinded by the Light," but I'm thinking of the other version.
Is that yellow? Yeah, I was going to say.
In Hungary, which I think Dave is right now.
Starved.
Which TV show is known as Interstellar Destruction? What's the name of the original U.S. version of the show?
Star Trek.
No. Battlestar Galactica.
It is Battlestar Galactica, absolutely. So now someone's supposed to chime in and say the old version or the new
the
version.
The new version.
Oh,
exactly. Who is the wife? What's the wife's name in Shakespeare's only interracial couple?
It's Othello.
Mm-hmm.
Desdemona.
Desdemona is correct. Very well done. Thanks for sending these questions in, Frank. That was great.
Send more.
Send more. Send often. Okay, we're transitioning here into the world of Kimberly Richards, also from California. What 1960s band was nicknamed the Prefab Four?
Why did you do this?
Yeah, what's with
the air
quotes?
Because I don't know if I would call them a band.
Motown?
This group was formed by TV execs who wanted to feature... It was the Monkees, to feature a Beatles-like band in a sitcom version of the Fab Four's Hard Day's Night. That literally is where they came from. Pretty crazy. Saturday mornings on NBC from 1966 to 1968. The tradition of the Easter Bunny, a rabbit who brings colored eggs to children on Easter morning, began in what European country?
Denmark. Hmm.
Germany.
It says Germany is what it says. 16th century Germany. The first edible Easter bunnies were also produced in Germany in the early 1800s.
Edible Easter bunnies? Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean chocolate
Easter
bunnies. Reminds me of that Simpsons episode where Homer takes a bite out of the chocolate bunny because he's fantasizing about Candyland.
Exactly.
Crunch.
Like, we're from Germany, the land of chocolate.
The land of chocolate. He takes a bite out of the chocolate bunny and then it just scurries off.
What U.S. politician inadvertently coined the word refudiate, which was named the 2010 Word of the Year by the New Oxford American Dictionary?
George W. Bush.
I think you need, let's see, how can I do this non-snarkily? Impossible. Dial it down from George W. This person created the word by combining the words refute and repudiate. The wordsmiths at the dictionary noted that refudiate more or less stands on its own.
Okay, so I'm thinking not vice
president. But past Dan Quayle.
At the Dan Quayle level.
So another vice president.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Someone who could have been vice president.
Ooh, Sarah,
Sarah
Palin.
Palin.
Sarah Palin.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah.
Sarah Palin. How did we forget about her?
Oh, Lord knows I'm trying.
Because we're trying actively.
In many, many ways.
Oh, my gosh. What service is provided by this website? farmersonly.com.
Dating
oh, that's
service.
A dating service.
It is. The online dating site
I'm
launched in 2005.
not that Dan's got three profiles on there or anything like that at all.
I was going to say fertilizer.
I was going to say insurance.
There's actually a TV commercial for that dating site.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, that's how I know.
I have not seen this commercial.
It's not really flattering.
The dating site launched in 2005 invites farmers and ranchers to meet thousands of down-to-earth folks. Its
down
catchy tagline is, city folks just don't get it. What about suburban?
I would say that's probably a little true.
What was the first video uploaded to YouTube?
Wasn't it like
it was a cat video.
It was not a cat.
No, it wasn't something like to...
A monkey's episode.
Like, wasn't it a laser pointer? Nice. No.
It involved animals.
A dog video.
Mm-mm. We've had this question.
Did you already say a cat video? Did you already say
cat
that?
Cat was said by Dan.
Monkey.
I'm going to give partial credit. The first YouTube video was uploaded by Jawed Karim, Me at the Zoo.
That's right.
From his trip to the San Diego Zoo, April 23rd, 2005.
So the monkeys wasn't too far off.
Not too far off.
And obviously Kendra was very much in the ballpark.
Well, the monkeys that you were referring to, like, I don't think Peter Tork was there.
No, I know, but...
How old was Elise Tan Roberts in 2009 when she became the youngest person ever admitted to Mensa, the High IQ Society?
She was 9.
12.
She was younger than 9.
7.
She was younger than 7.
What?
No way.
Ridiculous.
No way. 3.
She was younger than 3.
What?
She wasn't born yet because her parents had money.
And bought her way in.
2.
2 years, 4 months, 845 days old on the Stanford-Binet IQ test administered by a child psychologist.
Stanford.
She scored 156, and anything above 140 is considered genius.
Yeah, but how did that translate now? Like, how good of a projection is that? Like, I want her retested.
She's not taking the child didn't take the same test that a 20-year-old.
Yeah, we need to reformat.
So when the child can pass
the
20-year-old test, then talk to me about.
Dan's getting really hardcore,
and I'm also thinking just sheer motor skills at the age of 2.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I can go like and just wave in the air and point at dots. I mean,
so maybe the parents having money suggestion is not so far off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would pay for their child to take an IQ test?
Maybe the child was like,
old.
You know, so verbal already and reading and I don't know.
This child may grow up to cure cancer, so
you never know.
You never know.
It's time to say goodbye, Professor Maggio.
Goodbye.
Professor Chow.
See you.
Professor Evans.
Take care.
Professor Hill Vasquez.
Bye-bye.
And now, these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor today is produced and directed by Michael Jason. Our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.